If anyone who's listening right now saw the CTV W5 story, I'm sure they found it fascinating. This Italian doctor, Paolo Zamboni, claims that MS, multiple sclerosis, is a vascular disease that can be treated with a simple surgical procedure to unblock veins in the neck. So now the MS Society of Canada and in the United States are calling for research.
Yeah, and I think this is actually a very exciting issue. The reason is that you have a mechanism or a hypothesized new mechanism that might explain why some people develop MS. He's calling this chronic cerebrospinal venous insufficiency, which simply means that the hypothesis is that the veins in the neck that drain blood away from the brain get blocked with plaques. And as they get blocked up, blood flow slows down, and you get more iron deposition in brain tissue, which then could potentially lead to the immune response that you see regarding MS and the deterioration of various areas of the brain and brainstem. So that's the hypothesis. He did a study that was published in the Journal of Vascular Surgery, and it's published today. And in it, he looked at 120 patients and did a procedure on half of them where he unblocked the veins using a procedure that we use for the heart called angioplasty, so just sort of widening the veins and allowing blood flow to resume. And he followed these people for 18 months so far and found that 90% of those people who had the surgery, who had MS, the veins draining the blood were malformed or blocked. And so by doing the surgery, he found that those that had the surgery, 50% of them had no attacks during the 18 months subsequent to the surgery, whereas only 27% had no attacks who did not have the surgery. And when they looked at for iron deposition or the brain lesions that typify MS, they found that those that had the surgery, those brain lesions had decreased to about 12% of that group, whereas 50% in the control group still had those lesions. So very interesting evidence. It's a small group of people. I'm not going to be one of those that says, this sounds like really out there. I think this is actually quite exciting, because if you have someone that's proposing a mechanism, research it. See if you can reproduce it. See if you can show that this indeed is moving from hypothesis to theory, where you have evidence to support the idea. And if that is, that benefits everybody. If it doesn't, you learn more about the mechanism of the disease. You find out why or why not it works. And everybody learns from that. So I look at this as a great opportunity to understand this condition even more.
Up till now, the societies have basically not agreed with this doctor in Italy, but now, because of the public pressure and interest in it, they're agreeing that at least they'll research whether or not his theory is true.
That's right. But what I would caution people is that don't jump on a bandwagon and then see if the science shows that this doesn't work. Don't say there's some sort of conspiracy that, they're just trying to hide something.
Right.
Look at it at face value, because it could very likely come out and say it does work. You have to look at the evidence.